Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Whatever I set my sights on, I manifest and I believe with complete, absolute, and unwavering faith. And 9 out of 10 times I get it. It's probably more like 9.5 out of 10 times.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Hey there. Welcome back to our conversation for today, which is all about how to create a life where you recognize the power that you have to shape, even create, your own reality. I'm your host, Sanaya Gurnamal, and today I want to tell you about something that I learned to do on my personal Project Loving Myself journey, which has allowed me to create a life that I love waking up to every single day. I'm talking about the idea that when you believe, you receive. Have you ever experienced a situation when something you truly believed in actually showed up in your life? Incredible, wasn't it? It's a testament to the awesome power of self-belief. And that's what we're talking about today on PLM. On this episode, we'll explore just how your beliefs shape your reality, influence your experiences, and provide a roadmap to manifesting your heart's desires. As we explore this fascinating phenomenon, I want to assure the skeptics out there that it's not all going to be New Age mumbo jumbo. I'm here to share with you insights grounded in scientific research and enrich our discussion with my own personal experiences. Self-belief is not just a fleeting thought or a casual wish. It's a steadfast conviction, an unshakable knowing that something is meant for you. It's like having an unwavering faith that what you desire will come to be, without a single thread of doubt to unravel your belief. So let's start by understanding this idea of having unwavering belief. Belief is not merely a passive thought. It's an active force that sets the wheels of creation in motion. When you wholeheartedly believe in something, you align your thoughts, emotions, and actions with that belief. It's like sending a clear signal to the universe about your intentions, and having the universe respond by sending you exactly what you want. When that happens, we say that the universe is truly conspiring to bring your manifestation into reality. So think of your belief as a powerful magnet that draws your desires toward you. But here's the catch. Belief must be free from doubt or contradiction. When you have absolute faith in your belief, that's when the universe conspires to deliver. But what happens when doubt creeps in? Doubt can act like a wrench in the gears of manifestation. It's like sending mixed signals to the universe saying, I want this, but I'm not entirely sure it will happen. In such cases, belief and doubt cancel each other out, leaving you stuck in a state of limbo. Uncertainty, and oscillating between doubt and belief, landing on neither. Now let's ground our discussion in evidence. The impact of beliefs on lived experiences is a well-researched topic in psychology and philosophy. Throughout history, researchers have explored how our beliefs and perceptions shape our behavior and influence our interpretation of the world around us. For example, cognitive psychology has long studied the effects of belief on perception and action. Research by notable psychologists such as Elizabeth Loftus demonstrates that what we believe influences what we see, how we interpret that information, remember it, and even dream. Our beliefs act as filters through which we process reality. And it's not just about the mind. The field of psychoneuroimmunology has shown us how beliefs can affect our immune system's functioning. A study from the University of Kentucky revealed that HIV patients who held optimistic beliefs about their treatment and their future were actually healthier than their less optimistic counterparts. And research from the University of Pennsylvania showed that people who adopted a more optimistic outlook, which is a product of belief, were significantly less likely to succumb to heart disease than their pessimistic peers. This is more than coincidence. It's the science of belief. Studies in the field of positive psychology have frequently looked into the health advantages linked to having an optimistic and positive outlook. Many pieces of research indicate that people who hold positive beliefs about their health and future tend to enjoy improved physical health and recover more effectively from illnesses. Moreover, in health psychology, the placebo effect demonstrates how our beliefs about the effectiveness of a treatment can impact our physical well-being. Belief can actually lead to improvement in symptoms, illustrating the profound connection between mind and body. But that's not all. Let me share a story about my life that illustrates the power of unwavering belief. It's a story about visualizing, believing, and holding on to that belief so strongly that it became a reality. Before I met my husband, I always thought my first child would be a girl. When I found myself getting in touch with my spirituality and started meditating on a daily basis, I would hear the giggles of this little soul that I knew would come into my life as my daughter. Fast forward a couple of years, I got married and had our first child, and he was a boy. It came as a surprise. A beautiful one for sure, but nevertheless, a surprise. 8 months later, I was pregnant again. This time it's a girl, I thought to myself. But I was pregnant with a son again. For reasons that I only understood later, I gave my husband 2 sons that would grow up to be instrumental to his life, like his right and left hand. But that little girl who would laugh in my ears when I would meditate, she hadn't come. For years I had dreamt of her, imagining that she would come to me one day. I could vividly picture her in my mind, her laughter, her tiny hands, and the joy of dressing her up in tutu skirts and ballet slippers, little red bows holding back the ringlets in her hair. Where was she? When the time came to decide whether to have a third child, I was crystal clear. I wanted a girl. It would be her, or I didn't want to go down the pregnancy road again. I was 40. My body was not the same, and life was so busy between my career and my two kids. Life was full, and we could have stopped right there. But in the back of my head, I knew she had to come. So with unwavering belief, my husband and I decided to get pregnant again. I believed with every fiber of my being that I would have a daughter. There was no room for doubt this time. It was not even an option. As I wanted, I got pregnant. And due to my age, I had to undergo some genetic testing in the first trimester. When the results came back, they confirmed what I already knew in my heart. She was a girl. It was a beautiful validation of my unwavering belief. And the craziest thing is, she looks exactly how I always visualized her to be, with the personality of a warrior princess, the kind that speaks and everybody listens. Well, right now, she demands what she wants, and her brothers, who dote on her completely, give in to everything. She is only two, and she is completely slaying already. But what my story is about is belief. I believed, without doubt, that if I had a third child, she would have to be a daughter, and I did not allow any other possibility. And so this is the story of my life. What I want, whatever I set my sights on, I manifest and I believe with complete, absolute, and unwavering faith. Belief. And 9 out of 10 times, I get it. It's probably more like 9.5 out of 10 times. Rarely, things don't go as I expect it to, but it's always better for me in the end that it didn't go my way. Instead of resisting what I didn't want or expect, I simply allow it to happen and then wait till the reward or benefit that I could not see at that moment finally shows up. And it ends up being a win-win every single time. So believe what you want to happen, believe in it completely, but also don't be so attached, because if it doesn't go your way, you have to allow the possibility that it was better for you that way. Now, I'm not the only one who believes in this. Let's check out some more evidence on what I'm talking about. Recent neurological research using fMRI scans has illustrated how belief can change the physical structure of the brain, a concept known as neuroplasticity. When we believe something strongly, our brain forms new connections, literally changing its shape to make that belief a part of our physical reality. Positive psychology has highlighted the role of beliefs in our overall sense of well-being. The growth mindset concept, popularized by author Carol Dweck, emphasizes that individuals who believe in the potential for growth and development are more likely to succeed in various aspects of life. The implications are far-reaching. In education, the belief gap, the space between what students believe they can achieve and what they actually achieve, is a major focus. The work of Angela Duckworth on grit and perseverance shows us that students who believe in their capacity to succeed, regardless of their IQ, often do. So as you can see, there's a lot to be gained by adopting the power of belief. And now that you understand the incredible influence of belief on your life, let's explore how to harness the power of self-belief for your own benefit. It all begins with conscious awareness and intentional belief. Neuroscience has shown us that when we intend to believe in something, our brain becomes more alert to opportunities related to those beliefs. So you got to figure out what you want and make a strong intention to believe in it completely. And that's step one. Start by identifying your deepest desires. What do you truly want to manifest in your life? Once you've clarified your desires, commit to believing in them with unwavering faith and belief.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Next, practice visualization. Create a mental image of your desires as if they've already come true. Feel the emotions associated with that reality coming to be. Visualization reinforces your belief and sends a powerful signal to the universe. A helpful way to turn your intentions into reality is by engaging in reflective practices like journaling or meditation. Research from the University of Texas found that writing about your thoughts and feelings can help you manage your emotions and strengthen your beliefs. This can lead to improved mental well-being and ultimately a better ability to bring your desires to life. Now, it's also important to surround yourself with positivity. Limit exposure to doubt and negativity. Engage with people, books, and resources that uplift and inspire your beliefs. Find people more like you, who are attuned to this kind of thinking and understanding. Find your Project Loving Myself tribe. And you know what? We're all right here. Just by following this podcast and being part of this growing community, you are surrounding yourself with like-minded energy. And if you want to supercharge that, then don't forget to join my VIP list at bit.ly/SanayaVIPList. I'll tag this in the episode description. I've also started a broadcast channel on Instagram, so you can follow Powered by Love to get boosts of inspiration. Game on. Now, as we conclude today's topic, I want to leave you with a simple yet important truth to highlight. When you believe, you receive. It's a force grounded in psychology, neuroscience, and even medicine. When you believe, you're not just hoping, you're creating. Your beliefs are the sculptors of your reality, the architects of your dreams, and the compass guiding you toward your desires. And self-belief is not just wishful thinking. It's a commitment to your dreams and a vow to your soul. When you trust in your desires with unwavering faith, the universe conspires to make them a reality. So, my dear listener, believe in the magic within you. Believe in your dreams and believe in yourself. Your beliefs are the seeds from which your reality blossoms. Embrace them. Nurture them and watch as they bloom in your life. I end today's episode with a passage from The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. You can create anything you want, but to do that, you must follow the principles of the law. Eliminate all doubt and replace it with the full expectation that you will receive what you are asking for. If you are not receiving what you are asking for, it is not the law that has failed. It means that your doubt is greater than your faith. Now, the law that Rhonda Byrne is referring to is the law of attraction. So remember, The universe listens to the language of your beliefs. So dare to dream, dare to believe, and dare to receive. Believe and you shall receive. And don't let doubt get in your way. You are loved. Thank you for sharing this space with me. If you found this episode inspiring, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with those who need a reminder of the incredible power of self-belief. This is Project Loving Myself, brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and powered by Pod Machine.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.